SBS Filipino sa radyo, online at mobile.
Tinatrato ko sila like as a sister and family to me. And sila din binigyan nila ko ng pangalan kasi family daw ako nila.
Higit isang dekada nang naninirahan sa Northern Territory dito sa Australia, si Mary Chris Carias Kupa, o mas kilalang Chrissy ng kanyang mga katrabaho mula sa Mantikaw, Misamis Oriental. At sa kanyang paghahanap buhay, napanatag siya sa pakikipaghalubilo sa mga Indigenous Australians. Ilang taon na din kasi siyang remote store manager sa Miniri Store na pinamamahalaan ng Outback Stores at lokal na komunidad sa Alicorong. Ang Alicorong ay matatagpuan sa halos 4 oras na biyahe, pahilaga sa Alice Springs, Northern Territory, kung saan tinatayang may naninirahang higit 500 mga Indigenous Australians. Sa katunayan, dahil sa napamahal na din siya sa mga Indigenous people, binigyan ito ng skin name. Ito ang ibinibigay na pangalan para sa mga batang ipinanganak mula sa mga magulang na Aboriginals.
Close ko na silang lahat, mapabata man, mapamatanda. I feel comfortable with them now, and anywhere, anytime they'll see me in town or outside community, they always call my name, say hi, hello, even the young ones.
Kwento ni Chrissy, nagsimula ang lahat nang ginampanan niya ng maigi ang kanyang trabaho bilang store manager kasama ang kanyang asawa na si Joe Kupa. Tulad ng paggawa ng mga special meal package para sa mga Indigenous Australians na ikinatuwa ng kanyang mga boss.
Ang binabalik-balikan nila is yung ginagawa ko at hinahanap-hanap nila na special meals bag with everything inside na with kangaroo tail, mixed veg, mixed fruits, fresh fruit and veg here. We serve yummy foods in our takeaway. So that's why they keep coming to our shop.
Ayon sa communications officer ng Outback Stores na si Nicola Pitt, talagang nakakahanga ang ginawa ng Filipino-Australian na si Chrissy dahil ang mga ginawa nito ay tugma sa kanilang layunin sa mga lugar kung saan naninirahan ang maraming Indigenous Australians.
Outback Stores provides retail store management and support services to Indigenous-owned community stores across some of the most remote locations in Australia. So our mission is to be a sustainable business that makes a positive difference in the health, employment, and economy of remote Indigenous communities by improving food affordability and availability, nutrition, and community services. And was founded in November 2006 to improve the health of Indigenous people in remote Australia by addressing nutrition-related health problems, unreliable food supplies, and poor management practices associated with retail community stores.
Sa ngayon, nasa 50 Outback Stores ang nagbibigay serbisyo sa buong Australia na matatagpuan sa mga malalayong lugar tulad ng Northern Territory, Western Australia, South Australia at New South Wales. Dagdag kwento ni Nicola, mula noong Nobyembre 2006, malaki na ang pagbabago sa mga serbisyong na ihahatid sa komunidad ng mga Indigenous Australians matapos sinimula ng Commonwealth Government ang programa katuwang ang mga corporate retail experts sa buong Australia. At sabi nito, ang ipinamalas na katangi-tanging galing ni Chrissy sa pamamahala kasama ang kanyang asawa ay lubhang nakatulong na maisakatuparan ang kanilang misyon na mabigyan ng sapat, masustansya at abot-kayang pagkain ang mga naninirahan sa lugar, lalo na ang mga Indigenous people na naging sikat sa social media.
Chrissy really enjoys providing a good service to her customers, and she thinks of creative ways to do that. So, for example, she often makes bargain bags of popular items for easy purchasing, which is a really great way of promoting healthy fruit and vegetables at a reduced price. So, in fact, it was one of these bags that provided us with our most popular photo on social media. She sent me a photo of happy customers who had just bought one of her bargain bags that included a kangaroo tail sticking out of it. And eating kangaroo tail is just a normal part of life in remote Aboriginal communities. But not many other people know that. The community really appreciates the extra effort that Chrissy goes to in cooking healthy takeaway food. And she really creates a fun and supportive working environment for her staff. Outback Stores really appreciates the hard work of our store managers, who are the backbone of our company.
Hindi rin na walang saysay ang mga ginawa ni Chrissy. Dahil kwento niya, ramdam niya ang pagmamahal ng mga indigenous people sa kanilang mag-asawa.
Maganda naman yung response nila sa amin, sa mga ginagawa namin sa kanila. Tinatawag ko silang auntie, nana, yung mga elders here. First time kong kumain ng kangaroo tail na luto nila. Ini-invite nila ako kung may birthday.
Maliban sa pagiging store manager, pinaunawa din ni Chrissy na dahil sa pagmamahal ng komunidad sa kanila, tumagal siya sa trabaho at nakatulong pa ito sa kanyang pamilya sa Pilipinas.
I'm thankful I get this job here, especially good money, so I can help my family back home. Working here is good opportunity. Working here, get free accommodation, free consultation. I can say that my job is fulfilling because as a manager in a place with different ethnicity, I can handle them with enough professionalism. Knowing their background and values, I can let them share their talent and capabilities to such thing.
Dahil sa ipinamalas na ang kinggaling ng kababaeng si Mary Chris Carrias-Cupa, nanawagan ang taga-Outback Stores para nilang gustong maging bahagi ng kanilang mas lumalago at kapaki-pakinabang na organisasyon na nakatutok sa pagbibigay serbisyo sa mga Indigenous Australians.
Well, working at Outback Stores is a really unique opportunity to see a part of Australia that, you know, most people never get to visit. So we are always looking for hardworking and passionate store managers like Chrissy. So if there are any others within the Filipino community who would like to experience the adventure of working in Outback Australia, please get in touch with us.
Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.